Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
You're on The Bert Show.
You know, I had a perfect time to mention this when you were talking about your inventions and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A second ago, you know how you were talking about how, like, nobody really could have predicted that the Snuggie
right.
was going to make $20 million.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And I got to tell you guys, I used something over the weekend that if you would have come to me with this idea a year ago and asked me for $1,500, $2,000 to start this company, mm-hmm. I'd have laughed in your face. But it turns out that it's a great, great service.
And just for the record, I would have laughed in your face, but in a comfortable office.
Y'all ever hear of Zingo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only heard about it by reputation. You know what Zingo
is? No,
I don't know.
All right, Zingo
is it. We've talked about it on the show before. Uh-huh.
I think we have. I used it this weekend.
They used it. They came to one of our events, and I was bummed because they didn't bring a moped.
I was bummed because they didn't have the moped this weekend either.
They were doing Bitterball or something.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and they supposed to have a moped, and they didn't bring a moped.
You know how this works?
No. Uh-huh.
All right, so you call up Zingo. You got your drink on a little bit, right?
Mm. Oh, okay.
So I was at the Hawks game.
Now I remember.
Mm-hmm. Then I went over to 10 Degrees South, and I got my drink on, buzzed. Mm-hmm. Not drunk, but if I get behind the wheel of a car and I get pulled over on Roswell Road, I'm legally drunk.
Right.
And you know what else I found out about yesterday?
What?
Georgia is a no-tolerance state. So even if you're not at the legal limit, the 0.08 or whatever it mm-hmm. is, if you have any alcohol in your system at all, you could still get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Any. So if you have one drink and they pull you over, you can get arrested for that.
I think they can arrest you even if you don't have anything if they think you're impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, sidebar. So I'm getting my drink on pretty good, and I'm not drunk, and I could probably make it. But once you start to use the word probably, I know I could have made it, but I was legally probably bust. Yeah.
Famous last words.
Right?
Yeah. Are you still driving? Can you drive with the knee?
No, I was with Stace, and we were both pretty. I can drive today, actually. Today was the first day.
Oh, nice.
Well, the problem also is that if you say I can make it home, like we've had friends before that said I can make it home, and then somebody else did something stupid to cause the cop to get the attention of both people, like is a car pulled out in front of them or kind of dinged them a little bit. So then when the cops were talking to him about the accident, they realized that they had been drinking.
And
you know
it
what I'm
just
saying?
Takes,
so it's not even worth
it's
it.
Not,
yeah, it'd be your
not.
Fault.
Totally not, right? So, one of the people that were in our group said, why don't I just call Zingo? Rather than wait for a cab, I'll call Zingo. And I wasn't really sure what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they do is they come to wherever you are, and they've got a fold-up moped, okay? And
In theory,
they have a moped. I know they have a whole bunch of them. If they don't have a moped, they have a follow car, chase car. Well, they bring this moped to you, and they fold it up, and they put it in your trunk. They drive you home in your car, and then they take the folded scooter slash moped out of your trunk, get on it, and
I remember this now.
That's awesome.
Because a lot of people, I think the reason that they make the choice to drive home is because they want to take their car home.
Exactly.
They don't want to call a taxi and leave the car at the bar.
If I'm not mistaken, the founders actually had a really tragic accident happen because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the founders actually, it was a horrible accident where one of his best friends was killed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And so I think as a result of that, started this company, and that now this is the life's work.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be an service in upstate New York called I'm Smart when I lived in Syracuse. Same exact thing, but they didn't have mopeds.
The moped thing is what makes it, that's what I really wanted to see, but on this night they just had the chase car. So
they have two people come.
Yeah,
they have two people come. And in this case, with the chase car, but with the scooter, they don't.
Right, with the car, it has mm-hmm. to be too.
And with the in Syracuse, that moped season's 9 days long, like because it's snowing most of the time.
Is it really ever moped season?
So right, so it's the car thing. So I called them once, and woke up the next morning. Like took them, you know, they came and. It was me and someone else, and we rode home in the backseat of my car, and somebody drove it. Everything's cool, and wasn't really paying attention to much of anything, and fumbled my way into the house and fell asleep. And my parents were up to the camp, so they didn't, you know, they weren't home. And then when the next day, I looked out in the front yard, and they parked the car diagonally in the front yard.
Oh,
so they almost parked it as though I drove it. I remember looking at it going, hold on, I called the I'm smart people. What are they? And then they're jacking with you. Because it's like, okay, we're going to get you home safely and you're not going to get a ticket, but we're going to let all of your neighbors know that you were witched.
It was $28 and it dropped the couple that we were with off mm-hmm. before us in the Buckhead area. Mm-hmm. So $28. As opposed to a DUI?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And as he was driving us around, also, he told us, and I got to remind you guys this, during football season, for $175, you can bring like 10 people up to UGA for a game in your own car, up to 10 people. And if you make the arrangements beforehand, Zingle will drive you back from Athens.
That's worth it.
In your own car.
Worth
wow.
it.
Okay, which is nothing. If you've got 10 people or 8 people and you split $175, because if you've ever been in Athens before trying to get a taxi, it's impossible after mm-hmm. a game. Mm-hmm. If you set it up in advance, they will be up there. They've got like 9 or 10 people, Zingle people, up there in Athens. And if you set it up in advance, they'll drive your car home with you and all your drunk friends.
Do you know what sort of mind-numbing medication the driver is on to be in the car with 10 drunk UGA fans? And is that a worse ride if UGA wins or if they lose?
You just have to win. You know what? The Zingo people just have to have your UGA gear on. Doesn't matter. As long as you wear the right colors.
Yes.
Hey, Dana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, there's also something called Safe Ride where you can call and they'll drive a car with another person in it, and then the person gets out and drives you and your friends in their car while the other person follows.
What's it called?
Safe Ride. Safe Ride. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You feel a little foolish making the call, to be totally honest with you. For some reason, it feels different than calling a cab. I don't know. I just felt like...
You felt like a failure?
Yeah, what a loser, man. I'm calling Zingo, and they're going to come pick me up in a scooter, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Mm-hmm. But, man, I'll take $28 every single time.
Absolutely. Rather than crutching your way up Roswell Road trying to find your house.
Trying to do one of those sobriety things on the side of the road on crutches is going to be really, really hard. That's 908 now, Q100.
So I have discovered the person in Atlanta who has figured out life, who has figured it all out. Now, I don't know the person directly. It was a friend. It's a friend of a friend. So we were at dinner the other night on a double date with a couple we know, and they were talking about this guy that they met, okay? And this is his life. He is a bartender, okay? And he bartends for 4 months out of the year. And he saves all his money from the 4 months of the year, and he travels for the rest of the year.
That's great.
So he is on vacation the majority of the year, and on the tips and everything he does for 4 or 5 months during the year, during the winter months, or summer months maybe, he is able to live his mm-hmm. life, you know, freely the rest of the year.
It's a great idea, man.
He's a single guy.
Single guy.
Can't have a family, right?
Right. Single guy who bartends, and it's somewhere in Midtown that he bartends. And we were having this discussion that normally you, you know, how you pretty much work to live. You know, your mm-hmm. your work is your life. And then you get a couple weeks off here, a couple weeks off there. But this guy, his life is his vacation. And then by the time he gets to that bar and Tin's bar, he's in a great mood. He loves it because he knows that it's just a matter of months before he is back on the road. And have you talked to this guy?
I think I know exactly who this guy
is.
Great idea. He lives with friends and stays with friends and family while he's here so he can save up the money. So there's like no rent, no really any kind of bills. So yeah, he travels in
the majority of the year. Mm-hmm. And we all discussed the fact that he has figured it out.
Traveler. Like, he must have figured out how to travel very cheaply. Mm-hmm. Where does he go? Do you know?
I have no idea. We were talking about, I think it's different places every time. And he's got, 6 months at least to travel. So it's probably several places, you know?
So you're saying this guy has got, like, the key to his life is traveling.
I think he's
so
figured
happy.
Out life.
He's figured
is the
it
fact
out.
That right now in his life, you know, that he enjoys his job because his job is only there temporarily, and he gets to meet a lot of people, and he knows that with, you know, the more he talks about his he probably spends his bartending time talking about the trips that he has been on,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
he gets to live a free life for the majority of the year.
I think we would love to talk to the people that think that they, not think, because I'm not being condescending, the people that have figured it out. For yourself, mm-hmm. there's one thing that makes you feel like you figured it out. You're happy every single day. What is that one thing that you could share with everybody else? For this guy, he'd call up and he would say traveling. For Jen, might be religion.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think a lot of the calls are going to be people who found a life in Christ and that totally changed their world.
And that's for them. That is sort of their meaning of life, the thing that makes them happy. But what nugget could you share with us? We'll get deep here. 404-741-Q100. Am I phrasing that right, you think?
Yeah.
You think you figured it out. How have you figured it out? You figured out life.
You're happy every single day, and there's a reason for that. And what is the reason?
You are constantly at peace.
I would like to make a morph suit bet that now that Melissa has figured this out, she will not be in on Monday. And we will not see her for 8 months.
She'll be bartending.
Yep.
That's right. Guess what I'll be doing from now on.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so let's refresh your memory. Whitney last Friday calls us, and this is what she says.
I live in a townhouse, so it's like, you know, we share it, basically. And we're very, you know, so we're very close. And I've never really met them officially, and I'm not very super friendly with them. I've talked to the wife a few times at the pool, but, you know, not extensively, but I definitely think that her husband is cheating on her.
And do they live right next to you? Like, you guys share a wall? Are they across from you?
Yeah, we share the wall.
Okay, then two things came out of the conversation that we had with her when we followed up with her on Monday.
You know, we did follow him when he left, but he didn't go anywhere suspicious. But again, nothing much happened because the wife was never gone.
Is this alleged affair you think is only happening Monday through Friday?
I mean, it must be.
Okay.
Because that's when, you know, he comes home from work and then this woman comes to the house.
Okay, that was her first hint, and then the suitcases.
A husband came out with two suitcases and put them in the back of one of their cars in the SUV,
uh-huh.
and usually she drives that one. Someone must be leaving for the week or maybe, you know, I don't know how long. So if it's the wife, then I'm sure that the girlfriend's going to come over, and then I'm probably going to follow her and sort of see what her deal is if she, you know, when she leaves.
She doesn't even know there's a girlfriend.
Doesn't have a clue. Just creating
whoever
drama.
That woman is, yeah.
Creating drama for the sake of creating drama.
But I'm into it. What happened?
Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay. What happened?
Producer Tracy said this ends today. What'd you find out?
Bless you.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I'm a little embarrassed.
Well, that should have happened last Friday.
What happened?
Go ahead. Sorry, mean guy.
So I did make the decision that I thought it would be mature decision. I thought that if the lady did come over, it would be weird to trail her, you know. But I did think that the wife should know if something was happening. So yesterday. Yesterday, the wife came home from work, and I said hello, and I greeted her, as nicely as I could, I said, listen, just so you know, when you're not here, a random lady comes over and spends an hour with your husband, pretty much, and she just stared at me, and I, you know, could tell she was got really angry,
mm-hmm.
and she just said, "Well, I just want you to know that she's a nurse," and walks off.
Oh no!
dude.
Yeah. So I don't, of course, know any of the details, but
you should go over there and find out what's wrong with him.
Yeah, what you ought to do really now is start spying on him to find out exactly what's wrong with him, so you have all the details.
I feel so bad.
You should feel bad. Yeah. You should feel foolish.
Oh my goodness! Did you just want to melt into the floor right there and disappear?
So wait, now I don't understand why the fact that she's a nurse makes it okay that they're having sex every day.
Well, nurses are special people. So they get a pass.
Yeah, it's not infidelity if it's a nurse.
Okay. Let me just dress like a nurse on Halloween.
Well, so now, you know, I think it was one Burt Show caller that said, you know that whatever happens here, you're going to end up messing up any kind of relationship you might have had with that neighbor. That's fried now. There will always be this weird tension, because I've lived in townhome communities where we have had tension with a neighbor, and it's weird when you pass them in your car, when you see them in the townhouse community, there's always this tension, and now you got it, and you share a wall with them.
Neat.
No.
Are you going to move?
I don't know yet. I haven't had enough time to think about it, but I mean, you know, I never really saw them that much beforehand, so.
No, I think you should move. I really do. I think you should pack up and start looking on Craigslist.
It's not a great real estate market, but that's, you know, you just got to own it.
No. Well, it's an apartment complex, isn't it?
It's townhouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a townhouse, so it's, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm humbled, and I should never have, you know, stuck my nose there, and I will remember that for the future.
Now, my guess is because you've shown that you have this dramatic streak in you, like this, you like this kind of drama, that there's no way that you're going to be able to let this go. You're going to have to say sorry, right? You're going to either knock on the door, you're going to see her out, and you're going to apologize, right?
Let it go.
Do not.
If the moment seems right, then I will apologize, because I do feel so bad, but, you know, I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to go to their, I'm not going to knock on their door and apologize, because that would be even worse.
About singing Telegram. This has worked really well for us in the past.
Don't say us. Don't include us in that.
You're so sensitive.
All right, so the advice.
Things go great, you're on board, and things don't. All of a sudden, you're
I'm
like,
an opportunist.
Hey,
that's called opportunist.
Yeah.
So what is the lesson here, Whitney?
Don't go snooping in other people's business. You don't know what's happening in their lives.
That's right.
You totally sound like my 2-year-old.
Kid.
Okay. All right. And I think the advice across the board here is just let it go.
Yes.
You don't have to apologize. There's always going to be tension, and you can't. This is not reversible.
You've
right?
got a bad read on what when the moment is right. So I just let it go completely. Even if you feel the moment's right, just. Don't do it.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Did we find out what the suitcases and all that were for? Or I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
Oh, yeah, they were. I mean, they were just were both gone. Again, you guys are right. They were both gone on Monday night.
Probably
so
just portable
they
dialysis
went on, like,
equipment.
Some one trip or something. I don't know.
Dialysis.
So artificial.
Just an overnight at the hospital.
Yeah. Maybe his oxygen.
His pacemakers.
They were
in
just
there.
Swapping out his artificial heart or nothing.
Yeah, no big deal.
Something like that.
Was a cooler a part of it? Because you know that's a dead giveaway right there.
Okay, Whitney.
All right.
I can't say that I'm sorry that it ended the way it did, but thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
You learned your lesson.
Bye bye.
Don't be the nosing over.
I'm glad it ended that way, right? It's the Burt Show. Good morning, Jim. You're on Q100.
Hey guys, Burt. This is Jim Valentine. I'm the founder and owner of Zingo.
Oh, dude. Oh,
hey.
Super cool. Where was my scooter on Saturday night, man? I wanted my scooter.
I haven't ridden one in a while, but yeah, our guys are out there, and man, I just got a bunch of phone calls from friends saying that you guys were talking about us, and I just wanted to call and thank you guys. I appreciate your the mention. I really do.
Sure, no problem.
Bert drinks like mad.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I'll call you all the time.
He's a good person to have on your team, because he's drunk right now. He's probably going to Zingo home from the radio station.
I've got a radio station this morning if we need to.
Okay. I've got a couple questions for you. One, what's the best way to use it? And then two, I want to know the story behind it, the real story behind it.
The best way to use it, it's pretty simple. If you call our dispatch line, which is 404-67-ZINGO, 679-4646, we generally ask that you call about 30 minutes in advance.
Okay.
Because, you know, our guys ride scooters that go 30 miles an hour, and they can't quite get across town that quickly. So just, you know, when you're finishing ordering your last drink, You know, give us a call or text us. You can text that same number.
Cool.
And we'll send a driver out to you, and cool. we'll take you anywhere you need to go. We originate mostly out of, you know, the ITP, Buckhead, Midtown, the Highlands, but we'll drive you as far as you need to go. We take people home to Alpharetta and Sewanee, and so it's it works pretty well. So yeah, that's the best way. The best way to get on our we have an opt-in list. You can text, if you text Zingo, Z-I-N-G-O, to 41411, we send out blast, you know, once a day, you know, given deal. So that's a good thing to do. Text Zingo to 41, get information. And then as far as how it started, we started it 5 years ago based on a friend of mine sent me a text. It seen this in Europe, and so we brought it to Atlanta 5 years ago. Me and a couple other guys started it and have grown ever since. I think you guys had mentioned a gentleman. You were talking about Paxton Head, who had been involved in a crash in college. He's one of our investors, and he was involved in an accident in college where his best friend died, and a heart wrenching story. You can see that on some of the press we've had on our website. But we love operating this business. We serve, you know, a lot of folks here, and we provide really the only solution to the number one reason people drink and drive, and that's the inconvenience of leaving your car. We've all been there, you know. You can't leave your car there. You got to be at work the next day, and so people think, you know, they have a couple glasses of water and they think they're okay, and then you know, then the rest is, you know, we know what happened. So,
Did I hear you at the front of this conversation say you only do in town, or like, let's say I'm in Alpharetta and I get my drink on, or I'm further out than that, will you find me there?
If you're in Alpharetta, we do pickups out there, but we don't have an operation out in Alpharetta. So what we do in that case is we charge a higher pickup fee. Our pickup fee is $20 plus $2 per mile, and if we pick you up out in Alpharetta, it's $30 pickup fee. But if you text that Zingo to 41411, it's automatically $5 off if you just show our driver that you have that in your phone.
Oh, so, really?
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
It's a hell of a lot cheaper. I know that's a cliche. A hell of a lot cheaper than a DUI, for sure.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, thanks a lot for picking me up this weekend, because it was awesome, dude.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's actually cheaper than a two-way cab as well. And so, you know, when you go out with your friends, if you're going to take a cab out and home, Zingo's cheap. That doesn't count. You know, and also, if you take a cab to a certain bar and that bar is lame, you know, we've all done that, and you have to take a cab to another bar, you know, your cab fares can quickly add up.
Sure.
So Zingo is great value. Our tagline is your ride, your tunes, you're safe. So it's like having your own chauffeur in your own car. So it's really a nice experience.
All right, and we're going to go ahead. We'll link up to it from our website at Q100Atlanta.com. All right, Jim, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. And I'm going to send you guys emails with some goodies for you guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, dude.
Just so you know, to keep in mind this in mind, if you're going to call Zingo is the next morning when you're like, I'm just going to call my buddy and he'll take me to my car, they're all going to be as hungover as you are.
Yeah, they're not waking up.
No, so when you got to be somewhere at like 11 a.m. and you call them at 9:30.
And statistics show also with the designated driver thing, it's not that the designated driver isn't drinking, it's just that they're less drunk than everybody else in the car.
Right.
Really? Yeah.
I thought a designated driver wasn't supposed to drink at all.
No.
You're not supposed to, but
everybody else is drinking around. You say, I'll just have one. I'll just have two. Everybody
I'll be
else
all right
is hammered.
In a couple hours, right.
And again, for you you UGA fans, if you go up to Athens during the season, they will come and they'll get you. You just got to schedule it in advance, and I think it's $175, and they drive you back down from Athens, the whole car.
Here, Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We opened up the boss's vent line yesterday. Said you had 24 hours if you're an administrative professional to leave a message if you weren't digging on your boss so much. Told you that we would voice disguise it and we'd play it today. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you guys are angry.
Yay.
Angry, angry, angry. We will play those messages for you guys here in just a couple of minutes. Jody, you are part of the Burt Show. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to my secretary, assistant professional, whatever you want to call her. I call her amazing.
Stewardess.
I call her amazing.
She actually, we work with some of the most difficult high school students in the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. I'm the principal. She's my secretary, and she just, the world could be crashing down around her. Kids are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, fighting, whatever, tearing the place up, and she just remains calm. She's the closest person I can get to a lot of times when I'm trying to de-escalate and I have to take my earrings out and my necklace off or whatever for safety. And I'm throwing radios at her, like, here, take this. And I mean, she's just amazing, and she keeps coming back every day, and it's hard to find someone like that.
What type of high school situation would require you to remove jewelry for safety?
If they're doing things that are they might injure themselves or others, we may have to go in. We first try to talk them down, and sometimes we have to go further than that. And we're all trained doing that type of thing. She's not trained, but she always helps us. She can't help us do that part, but she always assists in any other area that she can help.
Are you a ninja?
Principal
sometimes
ninja?
I feel like it. No.
What is your secretary, professional, assistant secretary person's name?
Becky.
Good job, Becky.
Nice job, Becky. This will be the one call that we get today. Now, if you're on your way into work right now and you're a boss and you just now remember that, you know, it's administrative professionals, that you better go get a card or something.
Absolutely. Or take him to lunch. Flowers. Or take him to lunch today.
That'll make your life hell. It'll make your life hell. I got this on Facebook yesterday. This is the anti-Becky call.
Oh.
Had the ultimate jerk boss FedExing his flip-flops, paying his $1,800 water bill out of her own pocket while he was vacationing, and then fighting to get her money back. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So we set up this vent specifically for people like this. If you are an administrative professional, and today is the day that you want to be honored, but you know he's not going to do anything. We said, go ahead and just vent. We set up our vent line and say whatever you want, and we'll voice disguise it, but at least you'll get it out, right? And here's what we got over the last 24 hours.
First message.
Hi, my name's I'm calling to vent about my boss. I'm his executive assistant, and for Christmas, he does not give us a bonus. He lets us wear jeans. So that's
oh,
when I
no.
get this bonus, is that I get to wear jeans. This company I work for is literally the stupidest company ever. My boss is a freaking idiot, doesn't have any idea how to run a company. He's always making me do crap that's not my job. It's someone else's job, and I'm busy. Like, I work 62 hours one week, and he's still giving me crap that needs to go to someone else. He really only works, like, 10 hours a week, so thanks.
Okay, my boss is totally going through menopause. She is in her 50s. She is an attorney, and she just sucks. She cannot handle stress, and oh, my God. Complains and complains and complains that it's all the clients and the work and things like that. And we all know that it's the fact that she's not getting any and going through menopause. Girlfriend needs some hormones.
Hey, Bert Show. I am calling to vent about my bosses. I work in real estate and am an administrative assistant there. And my bosses are crazy. It's like working with my stepchildren. I work extra hours. I have to work on the weekends. I have to work in the evenings. They text me and call me all the time, my personal time, and don't quit until I answer them on my time. It's just, they're insane. And they come in late every day. Then they expect you to do 500 things in the short period of time that they're there, and they constantly interrupt you, and it's just like working with a bunch of ADHD kids. It's just crazy. Anyway, I'm venting, and the economy sucks, so can't go out and find another job, so I just have to put up with it. Thank you.
Thank you for being politely vent.
She's polite about
it.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people are in that place right now that they want to leave so badly, but the economy is so tough. Yeah. There are no jobs right now.
Let me tell you about my boss.
Uh-oh.
That will send me an email asking me to email somebody else because she's too lazy to do it her damn self. And then she don't even come into work till like 1 p.m. And then she wants to come in there and give me a million things to do. And when she does work from home, she's calling me out constantly, want me to get this and get that and email it to her and do this. Why don't you do your own damn job, you lazy? And she got an award for excellency.
I should get that award because I'm the one who made her look good.
Yeah. There it is, right there.
That's it. Show. Thank you so much for doing this because I have a lot of backed up frustration. I hate my boss, God! You're so stupid! You're so stupid! You blame everything on everyone else. You never do anything wrong, and you never clean up after your mistakes.
Is this Wendy?
I hate her so much. Okay, now I feel better. Thank you.
I love her.
I just want to vent about my boss. I understand that you make a lot of money, but could you do some kind of work? I should have to do everything. And you and the other coworker constantly sit there and chit-chat all day long while I'm the one that's doing all the work. It just makes me sick.
Okay, I want to know, being a clerical assistant, administrative assistant, why my boss tells me I'm the babysitter of all the managers in the departments I deal with. They're managers. They get paid to be managers. I don't get paid to be a manager. Why am I having to watch after them to make sure they do their job? It's ridiculous. I should get being paid to be the manager's manager because I'm actually managing them. Oh, amazing. It's crazy. Babysitter? No. Administrative assistant? Yes.
Read the whole email before you respond.
End of the
Wow, that was crazy.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody
read the whole email before you respond.
Oh, respond.
Somebody had an issue that moment.
Wow.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So I've decided that I need to do something in order, because I think you guys know that I fancy myself an entrepreneur. Like, I like to do mm-hmm. new things and think of new things and stuff, you know, try new stuff. And I'm convinced, and this really has been in my head probably for over a year, and I'm convinced I need to do this because this will propel me to, like, next level stuff. You know, this is going to...
What level are you at now? What is the next level? You talking money-wise? Like, you're talking live on an island by yourself
yeah,
money?
Yeah. Like, I'm convinced that if I just did this next thing, it would set me on the track to coming up. Because what I like are the stories of people who come up with something, you know, like, what is it? The Snuggie.
Yeah,
you know, somebody invents something. They probably had, you know, $20,000 worth of those things manufactured in China for a buck each, and then sold each one for $25. And then all of a sudden, you know, the info, they're selling millions.
Yeah, like the reindeer that poops chocolate.
Yes.
You know?
You're not kidding.
All have owned one because we think it's funny, and that person's made a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
And whoever thought of that
I have never heard of that.
Are you kidding?
You've never seen the reindeer that poops chocolate?
No.
Oh, my God.
God, you're missing out.
It is such a hit at Christmas time with my three-year-old. Oh, my God. Huge.
You haven't never lived heard of it. Till you've eaten reindeer chocolate poop.
Save that.
I don't know.
So I'm convinced that there's something in the world that will take minimal financial investment and, you know, like, and I'll just
it's going to be a home
lucky,
run,
and then it becomes the $100 million idea.
Now, is this going to be something like some simple invention?
No idea.
Okay,
I have no.
Oh,
idea
you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Gotcha.
But I'm convinced that if I just do this one thing, then I will be in a situation where it will happen.
Okay.
Here's what I think about all that, because I think everybody's had that thought at one point or another. Every time I come up with the brilliant idea that's going to get me out of here.
Well, I wasn't saying it like that.
He was thinking it. He wasn't saying it.
I was trying to be more polite about it.
To where I could get so much money, you know, I'll Google it and it's already been done. It feels like everything's done. I was so sure that the glow-in-the-dark pacifier years ago, so when your kid wakes up in the middle of the night and they can't find the pacifier and they wake up and wake you up, but if it's glowing, then they put it in their mouth, they find it. I'm like, I am on easy street. In fact, I'm going to call in sick today because I'm never going to see those people again. Good night.
Right.
And then I Googled it, and there's like 12 different brands out there, and that's happened to me like five different times.
But the key is, well, regardless of what it is, because you're talking about like an invention.
Yeah.
Like this could be anything. It could be a new way of doing something. It could be a
Facebook.
Could be a Facebook right. type, which I guess is an invention, but it's just something, right?
I have a garlic idea.
So, will you people leave me alone? This is my $1 million idea.
Okay.
I don't care about your pacifier and your garlic. What is it? Is it good?
I think so.
Can you tell me about it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, I'm convinced that if I just get an office.
Get an office.
Yep.
What?
Like if I
rent an office space.
If I go to an office building and okay. I rent an office uh-huh. and I buy the furniture and put it in there
gotcha.
And put a computer on my desk and a phone uh-huh. and a little bobblehead doll.
Okay.
And one of those things that go on the desk yeah. that are the calendar things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I go there and I sit in there,
it'll come to you.
People will come meet with me and I'll be rich.
You know what? That's kind of the theory of if you build it, they will come.
Right.
The baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it'll work.
But don't you have your own, you have like two.
But what
two
are they
going to
come meet you? What are they
going
to come meet yeah. you about? I mean, you got your office and that's cool. And I say, oh, look, there's a.
Glow in the dark pacifiers.
There's a young man garlic. In there that I've got to come see. Uh-huh. So, excuse me, sir. What?
Yeah, look at this, Melissa. I've been sitting here for minutes and Bert's like spewing. Oh, you do a pacifier that glows in the dark. Jen's like, I've got an idea for a garlic thing. Like, people just come to me.
For okay. what?
For what?
For what am I going to come to you for?
Because I have an office, so we have to meet.
So if you have an office, will be the funnel.
Okay.
People will want to meet.
Meet
really.
For what?
And mm-hmm. if they meet with you, then...
What's it going to say on the door? Or is it always going to be open and you just are...
My door's always open, Melissa.
What if it just says Jeff Dollar and Associates?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And they're going to be like, where are the associates? Mm-hmm.
is this your first great idea that will come out of that office?
Well, I would abbreviate it. It'll be Jeff Dollar and Ass. So people ask, so it's like, where's the associates? I go, it's not associates. Check out this fine ass.
What if you just make up one of those acronyms after your name?
Like Esquire?
Yeah.
Like, and just be fancy?
No, just put a lot of letters. LCMTS.
Yeah,
just what the hell does that mean?
Two or three different acronyms that don't mean anything.
Jeff Dollar, WTF, LOL.
If we're looking at this logically... All right, your first idea is so stupid. Why would I come to you for a follow-up idea?
How do you know it's stupid, though? Because it's I have an office.
But you don't.
Stupid people don't have offices.
Look, I can point. I can right now, we can walk down the hall. And I can prove to you that that's not right.
But stupid people pay rent for offices they don't need.
Yeah,
but that rent is an investment in the hundreds of million dollars. I mean, you can come on my island and visit eventually.
Okay.
But I've gone so far as I've called buildings and gotten like floor plans
really?
And yep, leases and stuff.
Well, good luck to you, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm gonna have an office.
Okay.
And yep. once that happens,
and
you're gone.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it'll take a while because I have to have my meetings.
About what, Jeff?
I like it.
If we find the office space for you, will you quit?
Yeah. Actually, I would.
We're just brainstorming.
The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.